The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With less than 2 years to go to the next presidential election, France's political forces are already jockeying for position. Emmanuel Macron's power hangs by a thread due to a revolving door of four different prime ministers. And all eyes will focus on the forthcoming mayoral elections in France to see if the far-right National Rally will gain enough support to put them in power when the presidential election comes. Now, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Elaine Cobb from Paris. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
There are a number of cities which will be bellwethers for, I suppose, the political temperature in France. Which cities are they?
Well, Paris, of course, because Anne Hidalgo, the socialist mayor, will be gone because she has served two mandates now. And the question is, will the left stay on or will the right, centre-right candidate win? They're quite close. There's also Le Havre, where Edouard Philippe, former prime minister under Macron, who wants to be president, is up against it. He's hoping to be returned to City Hall, but not certain. There's also Nîmes in the south on the Mediterranean, where the National Rally is banking on making ground. That's the party of Marine Le Pen. It's a close race, but Nîmes has been hit by major security issues, many of them linked to neighbouring city Marseille, where security is the issue. This is one place where everyone's going, let's talk about the drugs issue, the crime, and the National Rally is again hoping for gains there. There's also Saint-Ouen, which is one of the suburbs of Paris. It was a major suburb for the Olympics last year in 24. And the socialists will be looking to hold on to power there, even as they embrace gentrification. And then there's Bordeaux. It's less so, but there's a green mayor who has embraced security issues and looks like he could hold on to power for having widened his mandate, if you will.
So in terms of Macron's own standing in France, I mean, we watch him on the international stage and he is often very impressive. I mean, he has made moves which have been hostile to Donald Trump, even while attempting to woo him at the same time. And then, of course, his domestic profile, because of all his revolving prime ministers, is probably not so good. Generally speaking, how is he polling at the moment?
Terribly. He's not doing well at home. As you say, he's doing well abroad. And the French, who are keen on international politics and they like being well thought of abroad, they appreciate that side of him. But there are still so many people who resent the fact that he dissolved the parliament in June 2024. And that led to this run of, you know, five prime ministers for people, because Le Cornu was asked to stay on. But it's been five governments and it's been complicated. And he lost, Macron lost the support of one of his prime ministers, Gabriel Attal, who wants to be president but has distanced himself from Macron, even though he is the president of Macron's Renaissance party.
Now, with all of this political chaos, does France just keep running smoothly nonetheless?
Oh, not so smoothly, because, of course, we have only just had a vote on the budget. It has to go through the Senate, so the definitive vote is next week. It's likely to go through, but the successive prime ministers fell because they couldn't get it through because of political infighting with especially the far left party blocking various proposals. And in the end, the current prime minister, as we now call them all, Sebastian Lecornu, who had promised to not use this technical constitutional tool of the Article 49.3, he did use it just to get it passed, because otherwise there would be no budget and therefore no financing till next October. So, you know, even as those people go into local elections in March, they don't quite know what to promise because they don't really know what their budgets are. And it's affecting everything. And people who are retiring have no idea what's really happening because of the budgets. They reformed and then they pulled back some reforms and then they reinstated. So it's left a lot of uncertainty and people are fed up with that.
And finally, I should ask you the standing of Marine Le Pen's party. I mean, is it expected that they could take the presidency?
This is all dependent on the appeal. At the moment, Marine Le Pen is appealing her conviction on corruption and financial taking finances from the European Commission. So she is appealing, but she has no new evidence. So it depends on what happens in court. She would very much like to be president, but her sidekick, Jordan Bardella, is waiting in the wings. He is far less likely to be president, but they are, you know, the National Rally really is a major power at the moment. So it's not impossible.
Alain Cobb in Paris, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.